We'll give you a secret word. When you hear that word, you'll be able to enter your name and email along with that secret word in person on the 27th, and you'll get a special offer. It's the Setup and Shop, hosted by The Best Kept Secret and D-Spot, Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at 5304 Morgan Street. The Best Kept Secret and D-Spot are proud sponsors of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Father, we worship you because of who you are. You sanctioned, you declared, and you decreed all things. You fashioned it, Heavenly Father, from the very foundation of the world. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Now, Father, we come into a covenant agreement with you because you are Lord God and King. And now, Lord God, we surrender our all because you are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray, amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers in the ministry, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us streaming live by internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from the 139th Psalm, verses 1 through 6. The 139th Psalm, verses 1 through 6. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thy hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use for a topic this morning, God knows all things about everything. God knows all things about everything, not just some things, but everything. And God knows all things. As I began to contemplate this message this morning, I began to ask a question. If the Lord appeared this morning in this worship service and revealed our lives, what do you think would be said about us, inclusive? If he sat in the very seat that you're sitting with and he knew all of the things concerning our life, what do you think would be said? Or better still, if the Lord revealed all of our thoughts, could we collectively hold our heads up? I propose that question this morning not to drive anyone away, but to draw us into the saving grace of God, God's unmerited favor. And the purpose of the question is to help us and not harm us. It's designed to convict us as well as to sustain us. If there were ever a man who knew that there was a God, who knew everything about his life, it was David. And David, my brothers and sisters, was not perfect, and neither are we. All of us are deeply flawed and ruined by sin. And all of us are in constant need of God's grace and forgiveness. And our only hope for salvation is in the perfect life and substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. Can I make it plain? You ain't done it. He did it. And so we ain't got nothing to brag about, because Christ paid the price for all of our stuff, from the foundation of the world to where we are at this present dispensation or this church age. We don't have anything to brag about. We love the Lord because of what he has done for us. My brothers and sisters, if the truth be known, none of us have a reason to boast, and none of us have a reason to think of ourselves as being somehow better than others. Oh, I'm better than you. No, none of us, from the pulpit to the pews, none of us have a right to do that. For there is nothing in us to commend us to God, nothing. And nothing we can do to earn his acceptance or his favor, for God ain't gonna deal with nothing that is unholy. And if we were born with a sin nature, Brother Webster, we all come up short and fall short of it, of even being in the presence of the Lord. But thank God, that was one who was perfect and who had the final ingredient for us to approach God by grace and favor. You do know it was favor that drew us into a saving grace of the Lord. And if we think about it, in the final analysis, God still loved you and I. Despite all of our flaws, the Lord has accepted us just the way we are. There's a reason for that. You know, when you examine the scriptures and you see all of the things that the Lord has done prophetically, we can see all of the things that God was doing, even when the Lord was doing, even when he came here on earth. Those words that he spoke was prophetic. And we didn't simply understand it because we didn't quite get it. But what the Lord was doing was fulfilling the will of the Father so that each and every one of us would have salvation. And none of us understood it. Even in the garden, they didn't understand. But thank God that he had a prophetic plan for a prophetic people, for a prophetic day, for this time. So in the 139th Psalm, we see David. Anybody know David? David speaking concerning God's omniscience, omnipresence, and God's omnipotent power. Big words, and I'll explain it. For David is saying that God is all-knowing, God is all-present, and God is all-powerful. I don't care what the folks think in Washington or anywhere else that they got power. No. There's only one who has all power. There's one who is preeminent. There's one who is over all, and that is our Lord, our God, and our King. And my brothers and sisters, this is the subject of David's thought in this particular psalm. And our thoughts, like David, are the most private parts of our concept, are the most private parts of our total being, our thoughts. No one else can know what our thoughts are unless we communicate our thoughts and share them with others. So there are times we can imagine that anything we think is safe as long as it stays in our mind. And aren't you glad no one knows what your thoughts are? If our thoughts was broadcast for the world to hear, we would be embarrassed. If you could just open up your mind and see what you're thinking right now and put it on that screen, would you hold your head up or would you hold your head down? But there is someone, my brothers and sisters, who knows what you and I are thinking. God knows everything about us. And he also knows our thoughts as well as what we are about to do. Now, it can be frightening to realize that God knows our thoughts. He knows, Brother Gaines, our anger thoughts, the lustful thoughts, the vengeful thoughts. Am I in your neighborhood? The secret greed thoughts. And he knows the hidden covenant or craving thoughts. Everybody got something that we're holding in the back of our mind. The stuff that we don't want nobody to know. And God says, but I know everything about all things. Proverbs 4:23 tells us, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. If the heart is the center of our emotion, what comes out of us has to come from our thoughts. Y'all have heard me preach on it long enough. I don't even have to repeat it because you're getting the concept that the heart is a reflection of who we are. But that thought process will permeate when that heart draws that stuff out of us. My brothers and sisters, in other words, be careful how you think, because your life is shaped by your thoughts. Let me repeat it. Be careful how you and I think, because our life is shaped by our thoughts. Somebody this morning is still thinking.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this